Focus on flowers. Beatrix Potter lived at Hilltop in the Lake District of England, near where William Wordsworth saw that host of golden daffodils immortalized in his poetry. Children the world over have learned about the enchanting things that can happen in gardens because of Beatrix Potter's descriptions of Mr. McGregor's garden and the adventures Peter Rabbit and his friends had in it. Tourists can visit Beatrix Potter's garden at Hilltop, which has been restored to look just like the photographs taken when she lived there. The garden is full of old-fashioned flowers, such as lamb's ears, which children love to touch, hollyhocks, which can be used as skirts for dolls, and sweet William, which has such an enticing scent. There is even the same variety of gooseberry bush where Peter Rabbit got tangled up in the netting. This is a magical place maintained by the National Trust. In Bloomington, Indiana, closer to home, there is a children's garden called Hilltop, where children experience the joy of caring for plants and reaping the harvest of nature and nurture. It is a habitat where children, as well as plants, can grow. Communities that invest in children's garden programs, as well as parents who read Beatrix Potter's stories to their children, share the magic of a garden. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on Hilltop.